hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, catching up with a lot of friends this week, just having a good old time today as we get ready for the big DEMA show next week in Las Vegas. You know, we're approaching our 18th year on the air. The DEMA show has become like our family reunion here at Scuba Radio, or a homecoming of sorts. Gives me an opportunity to catch up with these friends. I only have the opportunity to maybe see once, twice a year tops. So it's always a great time in that regard. And I try to, you know, talk to those folks as much as we can when we do our show. It's hard to connect with everybody. So I'm kind of reaching out a little bit before the show as well. And one of my buddies on the line right now is Bob Evans from Force Fins. He'll be in Vegas next week. Bob, how are you, man?
Hey, Greg, good afternoon. Great to hear from you. Doing
well,
fine.
Yeah, you know, and it'll be good to see you next week in Vegas at the DEMA show as well, Bob. Right?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I hope you're going to bring the mermaids.
Of course. I don't leave home without them. You know, that's...
That's the highlight of coming to DEMA, to seeing you and Pup. Is he going to be playing any music this year?
Of course, yeah. We'll have him set up in the booth by Explorer Ventures, and he's going to be playing music from his new CD, which we're going to talk about a little bit later this hour, too. But
well, great. Well, Suzanne and I have a ticket for you to the gala, the 54th gala for the Nogi Awards this year on Thursday night, so we're looking forward to having you as our guest, and it's going to be star-studded. Over 240 people. They actually moved us to Ballroom A at the Las Vegas Hilton.
Yes, well,
it's the Westgate.
Now it's called the Westgate. Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in just a bit, but I want to get to this news you were telling me before we went on the air, which was, hey, Greg, man, guess what? I just bought a wind tunnel. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What did you do, Bob Evans? Come on.
Well, I get this crazy call from my friend Rich, and he says, Bob, you want a wind tunnel? I'm thinking, wind tunnel. I mean, yeah. You know, the Force Fins were put in Boeing's wind tunnel for
right.
The Stars and Stripes keel, and the upcurved wingtips on jets came from Force Fins initially, and I thought, well, wind tunnel, and before I knew it, my friend called and says, I got you a wind tunnel. I got a low bid. And it showed up here, and it's awesome. But you need to come out here. We need to have you help me blow some smoke through it. You know, it's got a... I haven't quite figured out how to get the smoke part working. But the last time I built a wind tunnel in my yard, I used a big fan, and I was running across a little semi-truck model that I made. I used sage. And, Greg, you should have seen our yard. It was like a... was like a fog bank in about 5 minutes with a sage bush, but we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to restrict the smoke down to something a little bit more finite than burning sage.
Okay, burning sage. There's other things you could burn that make smoke out there, and you're in California.
Yeah, we'll have about four of you sitting in front of the intake.
He's in California. He's not in Colorado, which obviously that would solve your problem right there, but I don't know. California not far behind in that regard, I'm sure.
Yeah. We'll have to use a big cigar, Cuban cigar, something like that.
Now, what do you hope to do with this? Are you going to use it for Force Fins and aerodynamics? And...
You know, I'm playing around with those little crazy pods that the idea came from the whales that are put on cars. And I'm working on a new project now. It's called WART, WART, Water Adaptive Rotating Technology. And I have a ship called the MS Paul Gauguin that has a big bulbous bow, and I'm going to use this wind tunnel to experiment with my wart technology, which is similar to the pods, but it's got a little bit different twist to it. And this wind tunnel will allow me to watch the direction of the what I'm experimenting around with. I just received my U.S. patents on the gas pods the other day, and have applied for this new technology on bulbous bows.
Interesting. So, you know, we're talking about air, but obviously water reacts similarly.
Well, you're being a pilot. I came up with the technology for air. I think I've got something, Greg, that nobody has ever... You know, everybody just kind of thinks in a particular direction, engineers. They don't really... You know me, with the force spin, it's way outside the realm of anything that's ever been made.
As well as Bob Evans.
Efficiency, I mean, it's... You know, look at Sylvia Earle in Mission Blue. I mean, she's swimming through an hour's worth of film in her beautiful force fin ruby red fins. And that same technology for there, it's called AIR. It's called AIR Adaptive Rotating Technology. And I'm working on ways of rotating the airflow across an airplane hull, different, not any different than a ship, you know, water or air, and just kind of looking at putting a different angle to reduction of a drag on an airplane traveling through the air, trying to break that resistance, that drag that people are trying to attempt in a variety of different ways right now.
Yeah, well, you know, your force fins do the same thing in the water. And you know, we're getting into technical stuff with negative pressure and pressure, and you learn some of this stuff in aviation, but it does apply to your force fins. And you know, some of the unique designs that Bob has come up with over the year, a lot of divers look at them and go, what? But when you look and dig into the science behind it, it's actually, you know, this is really mad scientist type stuff. He's on the cutting edge of doing some aerodynamic things.
They're now calling it, it's called adaptive wings. The wing on a plane is no longer going to be a big solid. You're a pilot. You've been flying. It's going to twist, kind of like the Wright brothers initial. Their first plane was actually able to fly through the air by twisting of the blades to make it go right or left. And I think they're coming back to that technology that we're going to look at on an airplane wing someday, and it's going to look like a banana being peeled, you know? You're going to go, what the hell? I remember Bob talking to him and Greg talking about that about 30 years ago. My God, the wing is starting to unwrap itself. What the hell's going on here?
Exactly.
You know? It's going to be cool.
Yeah, well, I have no doubt that the wind tunnel will make a nice addition to the Force Fin Mad Scientist Laboratory you have here in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, no, it's totally. It's awesome. It's got all these dials on it, and I've got an engineer coming in to help me run it, so we're going to do some really neat stuff.
And you have the gas pods, too, which, you know, you mentioned that earlier, and you're applying that to, now, warts and boats or something. You're going to call them warts. I'm not sure warts are the best marketing name.
I like that. That bulbous bow needs a wart on it.
Needs a wart? It needs an ugly growth that'll help cruise through the water.
Yeah, it's going to look like a wart when we get done with it.
But the gas pods are actually, you know, I don't know if I'm off base here, but when you started making these for the cars, aren't they an offshoot of the force fin little bumps that you've put on your, you know, on your force fins over the years, too?
Yeah, exactly. And I realized that these ideas I was coming up with swim fins were kind of limited, and they had a bigger application on vehicles. We're right now... With the pods, we're seeing anywhere from 2 to 17% drag reduction on vehicles, and we're almost 4.5 years into the project now, and it's starting to take off. We have a lot of companies taking a look at us and evaluating and testing our product. I'm under several non-disclosures. I can't talk about who we're working with, but we're in with the big boys now, and it's going to be very exciting. We can actually make, if only 2% of the drivers put these pods on our car, we could reduce the CO2 in the atmosphere better than any government program. So it's a beginning. It's not the cure-all, but it's a beginning where people can participate. We can do something. On our Volvo, when I'm going to drive over to Vegas next week,
yeah.
I'm going to be seeing a religious extra 80 miles in a 17-gallon tank on an old Volvo that's 20 years old. I'm going to actually be seeing an extra 80 miles that I would never see. And for $30, how can you go wrong? You know, divers, we all travel a lot. We you know, hop in our cars and we go to different locations. And this is something that's spun out of the Forspin company, and we're now going to move Bob Evans Designs is moving undersea current generator. I figured out a way I could power the entire city of Seattle, Greg, with a Puget Sound with water running through there every day. So the fins have been a lot of fun for me, you know, 30 years making fins, but
right.
I've got a calling to help our planet, and that's to be able to get that energy flowing off Florida. I'll be down hanging out in Florida with you pretty soon.
All right, well, hold the line. We're going to talk more about the Nogi Awards next with our buddy Bob Evans from Force Fin. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwatercay.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Guy Harvey. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Thanks, Guy. You know, he's recovering from the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show last week. We had him on the World of Boating radio show. You got to go back and check that out. But that's a big, big event for Guy, and I believe he's so worn out, he probably needs time to recover back home in Cayman. So whether or not he shows up at DEMA next week remains to be seen. But if he is, we'll get him on the show. Great guy, indeed. But we have Bob Evans on the phone right now from Force Fins, and you know, he has all kinds of projects going on, whether it's wind tunnels, gas pods, or making ships more efficient in the water. He's going to save the planet. He's just a crazy man in that regard, and is on a mission for sure. And you got to love him for it, for so many reasons. However, he also is involved in this Nogi Awards event at the DEMA show that happens every year, and this year it's a big, big event, right, Bob?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty pretty. I'm the executive director of the academy at this point, and we have Richard Ellis. Remember Richard Ellis with all those beautiful books of sharks and whales?
Sure.
He's receiving it arts. We have Dr. Richard Van from Dan, and he is receiving the Science Award. We have Mike Hollis for Sports and Education, and Laddie Handelman for Distinguished Service, who you met up at his home, and Bill McDonald for Environment. And it's he's bringing in an unbelievable group of individuals, and it'd be really great if you can bring your mic along, and maybe we can capture some of these guys for Frank. Dr. Frank Butler, who is in charge of bringing back all the soldiers from Iraq and Iran and the special units. I mean, he is the guy. He sits on the Academy board. Michelle Hall and now sits on the Academy board with Zig and Phil Newton. So it's going to be, you've come in the past, has been our guest, but I think this year, for some reason, it's going to be just, it's going to be. And I got Harry Rabin to produce the video with Kelly, who did all the Shark, a couple Emmys for the Shark Week program. So we got two producers. I got a presidential photographer who shot three of our presidents, who will be covering the occasion. So you and I can get together, and we can put some pictures up on Scuba Radio.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it's really a who's who of the diving industry. Even
Scuba Radio. Yeah, we're gonna just have a blast, Greg. I can hardly. We're gonna plan some doing some diving this year. That's for sure.
Well, exactly. But yeah, it really is humbling for me to attend an event like this, because it really is. These are people not only big in the diving industry, but outside. I mean, James Cameron has come to this thing in the past. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the guys are
Graham
divers.
Nash. Graham Nash is a part of the presentation for Bill McDonald. Bill did all the visuals for Bill Crosby and Graham Nash. He went down to see Graham Nash the other day just to have him do a little clip about Bill McDonald. You know, and all these people, you know, Dan, or you've interviewed all these people over the years. So, yeah. I mean, you're as much a celebrity. That's why we like to have you come and sit at our table.
That is
everybody
so nice.
Goes, hey, there's Greg Holt over at Bob and Suzanne's table.
Oh, my God, really?
Are you going to wear a tuxedo?
Do I have to? Because I don't really own one. I'd have to rent one. I was just going to wear a nice suit.
You look good in a tux.
I was going to wear a Scuba Radio t-shirt and hat. That won't work.
Yeah.
How about horse fin hat?
Our friend from Hawaii is coming over, and can we help me with his name, Suzanne? Oh, anyway, Richard Pyle's coming over. He comes over wearing a Hawaiian t-shirt. So
okay,
and Weiland's always wearing his t-shirts and his, you know. So you can be whatever you want. You're a celebrity. You can be whoever you want to be.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll, you know,
you're a celebrity.
I'll wear a suit. I mean, you know, I don't know if I'm going to go as crazy as the tuxedo. Yeah, a lot of people wear tuxes to this thing, but I'm more of a dress down kind of guy, but I'll wear a suit. I don't want to look like an idiot, you know, or not that, you know, wearing, you know,
you
something more casual.
Yeah, it is a black tie event. I've got to rent in a tuxedo. I mean, it's kind of hard in my position to. I was thinking I could scoot in and be like Weiland, but Weiland's Weiland, you know. He can't.
He is. Weiland can wear whatever the hell he wants. And,
you know, he could do whatever he wants to do with a net. He's really. And Zale Perry, we have Zale this year with her scholarship, Annie, who works with the Octopus. So it's going to. I really tell you, I've never seen this type of enthusiasm. No fundraising. I put a halt to trying to get money from everybody. And we're just going to have a good old time and honor the Nogis this year. And it's going to be really I can't mention all the names of people that are going to be coming, but there are some really unbelievable people this year.
Well, you know, the people that are being recognized for the Nogi Awards this year, you know, the thing is, like you mentioned some of the names, and I'm familiar with a lot of them, but really, you don't really know the back story for a lot of these folks that have pioneered this particular element in diving until you see an event like this, or you know them personally very well. I mean, for instance, Laddie, when I went to visit you a few years ago in Santa Barbara. We went up and saw his house and talked a little bit. You guys were kind of instrumental in kind of introducing to me to what he had done for diving, especially commercial diving, over the years. And I was just blown away that, first of all, he had done all this stuff, and secondly, that I didn't really know about him. And a lot of the ways you learn about this stuff is when these people get recognized and you kind of hear a little brief description of their story. I know I'm not alone in the room in that regard, for people that are trying to get a little bit more familiar with who has contributed what to the industry. And that's the part that, you know, the part to me that becomes a little bit humbling in that regard. And you realize, oh my God, I didn't really know what this person did. And look at all this stuff he's accomplished in his lifetime. It's remarkable. And that's just,
you know,
a cool
Matty,
thing.
And the interesting part was, the Academy, we hired one of the top journalists. You'll meet her, Trish, that writes for Outside Magazine and all that, Condé Nast. She's one of the top writers in the world, and I hired her to do the biography of everybody. And she covered Laddie in a way that I never, all the years I've known Laddie, 30-some years, and his distinguished service came from him, from his work for divers' safety, for making sure divers that were working in the oil patch field. He started Oceaneering with Phil Newton, okay?
Yeah, right.
The largest diving company, it's a billion-dollar company now. He started that company out here in California. And his distinguished service, the part that he's the proudest about, is his energy that he put into the making divers had the safety. They lost a few divers in the beginning with working in the oil patch fields, and he took a responsibility to make sure that they had the standards for, you know, I mean, this was the pioneering. These guys were picking abalones. Next thing you know, they're down at 600 feet, spiking a pipe into the bottom of the seafloor, you know?
It's crazy, some of the stuff he's done. And we'll learn about that, and I'll try to capture some of that here on our broadcast from DEMA, and we'll try to get some of these folks on the show in future editions as well. Bob, thank you so much. Always a pleasure, and look forward to seeing you in Vegas next week, buddy.
Hey, talk to you later, Greg. Then go blow some smoke.
Okay. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and Bob Evans from Four Spins is going to be there. DEMA, Neil Watson, I mean, anybody you know in the dive industry that we've had on the show here over the last 18 years will be at this event in Vegas, including my friends from Scuba Nation, Billy and Mitch. And then we got Billy. Well, I don't know. You're just doing some pre-dive planning for the DEMA show down in the Keys right now there, Billy, or what?
Yeah, brother. We are actually on location on moored up to North Dry Rocks here off of Key Largo with Blue Wave Adventure. We're having a good time on here. We're pleasure diving today, my man.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That never happens.
Okay, so it's not pre-dive planning. It's just
clearing out the cobwebs on the water today and definitely headed to DEMA and can't wait to, you know, see all of our friends and see you guys and have some fun before the actual floor. We get up to the floor because I know you got some crazy stuff planned every morning, don't you, Greg?
We do. Billy and Mitch from Scuba Nation are going to help us out with Deepwater Key. That property in the Bahamas, and we're going to give away a trip for four. This is a party in the Bahamas like no other, and we're going to do this with the guys. And I've decided we're going to do a Junkanoo dance-off. Pull some people up out of the audience, dress them up in feathers, the whole carnival thing that they do in the Bahamas. They call it Junkanoo. And we'll have, a couple, 300-400-pound dudes get up there, bare-chested in mini skirts and feathers, and have them put on a show for everybody. It'll be well worth their while because they could end up at Deepwater Key, and that ain't a half bad prize there, is it, my friend?
No, I mean, we did a show there this year, and obviously you were there with us, Greg, and it's really just unspoiled, untapped diving. It's on the east end of Grand Bahama. What they had is tremendous diving, great population of eagle rays and stingrays. So person that wins this trip, they're going to be blown away. The property is amazing. The food's amazing.
Yes, and I will back him up on that for sure. Deepwaterkey.com, scubanation.com. You can go and check out that episode that they filmed at the resort as well. All right, Billy, see you in Vegas next week. Who knows? We might have to put you and Mitch in some Junkanoo outfits as well.
Ooh,
okay?
Maybe that night.
It'll happen. It's Vegas.
Awesome.
What happens
awesome.
In Vegas shows up on the internet. We heard it earlier.
It shows up because we'll be filming.
Well, true. Okay, there you go. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are connected via the web this time with my good buddy, the Dive God. He is in South Florida, and he sounds like he's right here with us in Orlando. Neil, how are you, my friend?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. I love this new technology. This is, like, very cool.
Yes, it really is. He can be anywhere on the planet. It sounds like he's right here with us. And matter of fact, last week on the World of Boating radio show, we actually put you to work and made you an official World of Boating correspondent, set up the microphone there at the boat show. And he was like our man on the street. It was pretty cool. Got Guy Harvey, the whole crew from the Guy Harvey Outpost thing. That was a pretty cool event, I'm guessing, wasn't it?
No, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, that boat show was something. I mean, if you're into anything that has anything to do with the water, diving, boating, whatever, fishing, that is the place to be, the largest boat show in the world. And, I mean, there's no way you could see it all.
Yes. Well, there's no doubt. And they set up all these tents and things around the, you know, what is the hotel down there? The Marina Del Mar? No.
No, the
Bahia Mar.
The Bahia Mar. The Bahia Mar. And you make reference to tent. You think of tent as something the Boy Scouts take camping. I mean, these things are carpeted structures with French windows and air conditioning. And,
it's crazy.
You know, you don't know you're in a tent. I mean, they build a gigantic city for this thing.
Yeah, you know, it is impressive how they set up all these tents. I mean, it's just impressive just to walk around and see the structures that they've put up around the Bahia Mar there in Fort Lauderdale. But what about the divers? Did you see a lot of divers wander in the aisles of the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show last week or what?
You know, I don't know whether they were divers or not, but I saw an awful lot of fine ladies over there. I mean, and even though the weather was a bit cool,
yeah,
they still had some pretty skimpy attire.
Yeah.
It kept me from falling asleep, that's for sure.
The high beams were on, is what you're saying?
They're all happy to see me.
Yeah, well, you know, anytime you go down to South Florida, it can be quite a show down there along the beach. It does attract a very colorful crowd. And, you know, whatever. We need to incorporate more of that into the diving industry, I believe. So, I don't know, doing the outreach into that community, into that boating community, and bringing more of those boaters into the water can only be a good thing. And, I don't know, more of the dive operators ought to work that angle, you think?
Well, you know, the synergy is there. I mean, the boating industry is struggling to encourage people to buy and use boats, and what better way to buy or to use a boat in South Florida than to go diving? And they did have a dive pavilion at the show. It was more structured towards free diving and spearfishing, but they did have a dive section in the show that I didn't have a chance to get by. It was in the main part of the convention center, but I'm sure it did quite well.
Well, our friends from Divers Alert Network were there. I know they were exhibiting at the boat show. They got this new travel insurance that they're offering that obviously covers divers, but any kind of travelers, whether you're boating or whatever. So they were out there showcasing a lot of the offerings that they have. And, of course, you'll get more information next week when we talk to the crew there from Dan at the DEMA show. All right, well, let's talk about, past the DEMA show, I want to kind of talk about some of the things you're focused on, which are obviously your property there in Bimini and the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort there with Junior. Over at the Bimini Sands, that thing cranking right now, or what?
Boy, we're cranking. Plus, the hammer head season's coming up. It's officially January, February, and March, but there's a rumor they've seen a couple of them out there already. So I think we're gonna have some pretty good activity even into December. We don't actually sell hammerhead packages, but if you happen to book a trip during December, you might really have a thrill and wind up diving with one of these monsters.
They'll have the big New Year's Eve party there in Bimini again this year, I assume, right?
Oh, big festivities, Junkanoo Parade. We got the fireworks display, and you're no stranger to it. I mean, there's no better place to watch a fireworks display than Bimini because there's no regulations. I mean, you need to just run for cover because you can get right up almost to where they're firing.
That's right.
Things off.
Most of these displays in the stage, there's barriers set up. You can get only so close to the barge with all the fireworks or wherever they're shooting them from. Oh, man, they're right there in Bimini. They're like, hey, check this out. Woo!
You need a drink in your hand to put yourself out when you catch on fire.
Exactly.
It's right on top of you.
It is quite a treat. A fun thing to see. Yeah. And, man, the guys who put on the fireworks display there on the island, it's just phenomenal. It is impressive. And I've seen a lot of great fireworks displays for New Year's Eve, but I got to tell you, the thing in Bimini is probably my favorite experience because you can't get so much closer to them. And even though they might not, I mean, they're huge, always it is, but the fact that you can get so close to them, that makes them even bigger, and you're right there in the middle of it. So it kind of adds a excitement of, danger. I don't know.
Yeah, and there's you don't have to worry about drinking and driving. You don't have to worry about giant crowds. the worst that can happen is you wreck your golf cart.
Right.
On the way back to your unit.
Yes.
So it's a great, safe, fun place to be. And, I just love it. I don't think I've missed New Year's over there since we got back in business.
Well, it's a neat thing for sure. And now you can piggyback some diving with the hammerheads. Now, once again, we've talked about this before, but the hammerheads come to Bimini in these winter months, like end of December, January, February, maybe even into March. But we don't really know why, or do we?
I don't. Maybe somebody does, we've got, Doc Gruber has that, the Shark Research Institution over there.
Right.
On South Bimini. And they're doing some tagging and hopefully some satellite tracking. So maybe we'll be able to figure out where they come from and where they go to.
Right.
I've offered them every perk in the world to stay year round, but I just haven't cut a deal with them yet.
Free drinks for all hammerheads.
Absolutely. three squares a day. Yeah, whatever they want. But hey, they're coming earlier. They're staying longer. So maybe we'll work into a 5 month instead of a 3 month season.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's like spring break for hammerheads or they're coming in to mate. But you mentioned Sonny Gruber. He was on, featured on Shark Week this past year, looking for old Hitler, the giant hammerhead from South Florida, which was a myth, but whatever.
Old Hitler would be, I'm 74. Old Hitler would have to be about 95.
Nobody was talking about old Hitler at the boat show either, I guess. Huh?
I mean, old Hitler would have dentures. I don't know how dangerous he would be.
This mythical 25-foot, 30-foot hammerhead that Shark Week perpetuated this last year. And Sonny kind of got, duped into that show a little bit, right?
He was a bit animated. I was a little surprised there.
I
don't know, man.
Well, who knows? But, what are you going to do?
It was interesting.
It was something. But you're not necessarily going to run into old Hitler, but they have these great hammerheads that cruise into Bimini in these winter months, and they're solitary usually, right? Or are we talking like when you're going out on dives, you'll see several of these hammerheads when they're around? How's that work?
Yeah, we've had up to... We've had up to like 8 on a dive. I mean, for a photographer, it's a dream come true because it's right out in front of the hotel.
Yeah.
It's in 20 feet of water. We've got great sunlight, white sand bottom. So the visibility, I mean, the bottom time is unlimited.
Right.
So, you know, you go out on the, we chum till the animals start coming in, then we put everybody in the water.
Right.
And, I mean, you can hang out there for hours. As long as the hammerheads are around, you can stay down there and
just
shoot
chill
away with your cameras
and get that ultimate shark shot that you've always wanted. I mean, that's one of the things that I think is on the list of every diver. When they get a camera, they want to get that shark shot. I think that's pretty much universal. And, you know, when you get your GoPros down there and you get that, get right up there in a great hammerhead's face, it's pretty easy to get a pretty amazing shot, especially with the GoPros with that wide-angle lens. It's just the intimidating part is that, you know, the GoPros are so small. The older, bigger cameras, you felt somewhat protected. I've seen photographers use them as, like, you know, shields. And now, you know, with these GoPros, there's not much of a shield there. So it's a little more intimidating. You hear what I'm saying, Neil?
I'm not sure I'll want to defend myself sticking a GoPro in front of
it'll be like
a tiger shark or a hammerhead.
Yes.
You know, the old bump them on the nose, you know.
Mm-hmm, right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I bet the tiger sharks find it, entertaining. You're going to use this? Really?
Yeah,
I don't think so. Anyway, Dive God's going to stick around. We got more with him next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
The Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, 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 dive. She said she heard this show. It almost blew her mind. Called Scuba Radio.
the first show of its kind. She says she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. Woo! She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know we are so glad.
Yeah, last year we debuted that song at the Dima Show in Orlando because it was a Beatles theme. So we had all these songs that we created and played for the folks there at the Dima Show. And luckily there is no theme like that for this year, so I haven't done that. Actually, there is a Motown theme.
Motown, you got to come up with a Motown theme.
I don't know what to do. Well, I mean, what would I do, like Smokey Robinson or something, or Diana Ross? I don't know.
Yeah,
Michael
Charelles
Jackson?
Or...
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I figured that was enough abuse for at least a few years, you know. Yeah. So we're just going to go more in with the Vegas theme at the Dima Show in Vegas next week and, you know, dress up our girls as showgirls. Well, actually, they're going to be Junkanoo girls, which is kind of like...
Junkanoo girls.
Which is kind of like a Bahamian version of a Vegas showgirl, wouldn't you say?
No, it's more like, you know, the carnival girls parades. And
from Brazil,
cooler.
Yeah.
It's cooler, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, from Brazil or, you know, the Rockettes, but much cooler than that.
Absolutely. And, you know, each day, or at least Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, from 4 to 6, the end of the show, we are going to be joining the Bahamas for a Junkanoo happy hour party, giving away some trips. We got a trip to Deepwater Key to give away, some other places. I know Stuart has some stuff for us. Maybe we even have some Bimini stuff to give away. I'm not sure.
There's a good chance of that, and there will be certainly rum punch available.
Rum punch and much, much more for sure.
Yes.
It'll be a good time had by all. And that's what we're going to do is dress up our mermaids as Junkanoo girls. So they'll do their best Junkanoo impression. Or it's either that or we get a couple 300-400-pound dudes and put them in these outfits and just have them parade through the aisle. That could be just as impressive, you think?
Hey, take them to Cayman if you're going to do that. Not on our aisle, man.
Take them to the take them to the Cayman Islands. Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know.
300-pound guys. Yeah, put them in. I don't know.
That doesn't appeal to the dive guys.
No, man. No. You'll be fired.
Okay.
You'll be fired.
All right. I've been warned. I guess I know what not to do. But the more I think about it, maybe we ought to do that just to punk the folks in the Cayman Isle.
Well, there you are.
That'd be fun. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. And let's see, I know Captain Slate's going to be there. You guys are kind of sharing a booth and stuff because of the Guy Harvey thing in Isla Mirada. Is that right?
Well, because of that and you know, Slate's new operation down there at Tavernier at Isla Mirada, he's a little short-staffed, so he's not going to be able there to be able to stay for the whole show. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to be there Wednesday and Thursday and head back Thursday night to get back to the Keys for the weekend. But, yeah, he'll be working out of the Neil Watson Undersea Adventure booth.
Nice.
And the Guy Harvey booth. And that'll be a hoot.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Was he up at the boat show last week with you as well? Or did he get up there for that or no?
No, he didn't make it. He didn't make it. He was the guy's working. I mean, this guy works hard.
He does. He's down there. He has to feed his critters. He has his creature feature, you know, a couple times a week. He has to do that. And he has this new location, new facility, new boats, the whole thing. And I don't know. I got to get down there and do some stuff.
Have you ever shook Slate's hand?
It's like sandpaper.
It's
rougher than like shark skin.
That thing is gnarly. He's been eaten so many times by those damn barracudas. I mean, it's like... Jeez.
Yeah, it is. It's like he's wearing some kind of glove with traction material on it.
I think he's wearing a chainmail shark glove. He doesn't even have to. It's so calloused and everything.
Yes.
I don't even think they could bite through anymore.
Well, he's a man's man. Maybe he's the one need to put in the Junkanoo outfit. He'd be better.
That's perfect.
You would go for that, and I wouldn't get
I'll
fired?
I'll go for that.
Because you'd want to see those pictures?
That photo op is worth, you get a raise.
Well, we could maybe make that happen. Anybody's guess. But yeah, Dima's going to be a big time. And just like it is for me now, Neil, I know it is for you, like a family reunion to go to this thing year in and year out. You think?
You know, the frustrating thing about the Dima show for me every year is I have every friend pretty much in my adult life in that one show for the 4 days. And it's so intense and you're so busy. Every time that show ends on Saturday at 6 o'clock, you feel cheated because there were so many people that you would just see walk by an aisle and you would wave. And there's 100 people you would love to sit down and spend a whole evening with catching up. And there just isn't the time. But no, it's the giant family reunion for divers.
It is. Really is.
That's anybody.
But you're right. There's never enough time, but at least you get that opportunity to see them, say hi to them, shake their hand, maybe do a little networking, have a cocktail or two. It is just a great party for sure. And we'll do our best to cover it and give you a little backstage pass to this trade-only event next week on The Big Show. So make sure you join us for that. Neil, thank you so much, and we'll see you again soon, my friend.
You got it, pal. Vegas.
Vegas, baby. All right, till then, remember, it's always better. Where, Neil?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love you down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.